You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Should we start to do gummies before the show?
Do you think this is one of the things where we're better off just asking for forgiveness rather than permission?
Ooh.
Talk about
the problem is you've already put it out there.
So you got to do it right now, then.
Do they have like special dispensary stores that sell gummies?
Have you been in the city lately? There's smoke shops everywhere.
I thought you were going to ask if they have specials.
Listen, I don't want to pay $9.99 for these gummies. I'll give you $4.99.
This DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I don't say, can I have a hamburger patty, please? I say, I'd like a burger with no bun.
Both sound equally dumb.
On 98.7 ESPN.
You hear how he talks to me, though? Both sound equally dumb.
Raymond feels a way about you sometimes.
No, I know. But a burger is not defined by the bun, and that's what you guys need to understand.
Well, it's a hamburger patty. I just don't think when someone says hamburger, like if I order a hamburger at a restaurant.
Right, if you order a hamburger from an establishment, you expect the bun. But if I say I had a burger, it doesn't necessarily, especially this day and age when people are trying to watch the carbs, doesn't necessarily mean that they're talking about having it on a bun.
No, no, listen, I know you. I know you're trying to lose weight, so you look great in this photo that's going to be of you naked. And I know when you say burger, there is a 0% chance
0%.
You had the bun. Right.
0% chance. I had some peas, I had 3 tater tots, and I had 2 bunless burgers.
Why have the tater tots though?
Because they were there.
Yeah, I understand that. Like you could have a nice little like one serving of rice, and solid. Cut up the burger. Put it in the rice.
Was not on the table.
No, I know. Well, you should ask Sherry. They actually have the one you can just throw it right in the microwave.
So you want me to now place an order for dinner?
No, no, I'm not
like
saying place.
I'd like burgers. I want rice, peas, corn. Thank you.
No, you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
I would like to give you a roundhouse kick to the face sometimes. What I'm saying is, you jackwagon, is that maybe you say to Sherry, I understand like there's a meal that you're going to be making for us. The kids are going to want the tater tots. I'm right. Not eating the tater tots because I got to be lubed up and naked right. On a billboard. Maybe next time you're at the store, could you pick me up some of those microwavable rices? So I could take the delicious burger.
I don't think it's microwavable rices.
Is it Reese?
Rice.
It's not Reese. It's just rice.
Rice.
The plural for rice is rice.
I was
not
waiting for that.
Not rices.
I was waiting for that.
So the second he said rices, Ray,
yeah,
you were
this was going. No, I knew where this was going right away.
But now, in fairness to me, did you not have the same exact thought?
I did.
It's not rices, nor is it Reese.
But I was going to let it run.
Well, you,
so
you
get some of the microwavable rice.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yada dee, yada do. Kids are enjoying the tater tots. You pull out the rice out of the microwave, mix it with the burger. Delicious.
Nice. That's great. But what I need to do is next time the burgers are made and they're tater tots, just avoid tater tots in its entirety.
Or maybe you could also get like one of those little the carb-friendly wraps. Throw that bad boy into a nice carb-friendly wrap.
I don't know about that.
Well, they're good.
Well, I don't know what is that a grocery store kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like a
present store where you get wrapping paper? No.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the carb-friendly wraps.
Pick me up some of those microwavable rices.
That sounds so much worse.
Tell me again where you got into school.
It sounds so much worse.
You got into Harvard,
right? Some of those microwavable rices.
Yeah, Harvard is probably there's. I bet you it's like the DiPietro file. Burn that now. We want no record that we ever offered that guy a scholarship to our university ever.
Maybe it's like the Oakland thing. Maybe it's a Harvard in a different state.
Yeah, yeah. Harvard Community College in Sonoma, California.
Yes.
What's the plural of mouse? Mouses? Mice.
Oh, you're a treat, I'll tell you that. The rice, see, now here's the thing, though.
Rice is way worse.
In fact, you were talking about the computer mouse, right?
Right.
And we looked up the plural for computer mouse is mouses.
Yeah.
So I guess in some way you were right. There's no winning this one.
I think we've all lost.
What do you call it? Is it a meese?
Pick me up some of those microwavable rices.
Why do I say it like that?
Pick me up some of those
microwavable rices. Well, you really are a treat. Let's go to Brian in Wayne. Hi, Brian. You're on 98.7.
Morning, gentlemen. Can't wait to get some breakfast rices.
Yeah, nice.
I think this wouldn't be a problem if Ohtani had come to New York either for the Mets. He would have been fine. But since he's out there, it's a problem. But in the end, I don't think he's going to end up doing any time. I mean, again, the purpose of these federal is just to get the big fish, right? The gambling. So hook, line, and sinker, that person is gone. That there's a transaction made, that's over. But I think MLB really has to step up. I mean, you got to make an example. I mean, when do you get – something has to give if you're under federal investigation, you know? So really, I mean, he has to stop playing, I think. I mean, it's not good for baseball, but, I mean, people do deplorable things. Domestic violence, alcohol abuse, right? And you got to come out. And I think during this, nice guy and all, but, you know, again, his money was used for something illegal, no matter his great intentions.
Well, let's let the full investigation take place, though. Thanks for the call, Brian. Let's not jump to, well, he shouldn't be playing baseball. Let's see what the feds find out. I'm sure MLB will do their own investigation, and then you have a meeting of the minds and you figure it out. You can't jump to the conclusion of, you know what? Get rid of this guy for the game of baseball. And he is the toughest guy to move on from in the game of baseball, too.
Yeah, well, he's not under federal investigation. The bookie's under federal investigation.
Right, but he's involved with the bookie.
Correct, but now the story has changed where in this new story, he isn't involved because...
Right. The money was stolen from him.
The money was stolen.
Well, I mean, so shouldn't then the interpreter be imprisoned?
Uh-oh.
What?
The plural of rice is rices.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
I'm telling you right now, I'm reading it. Pick me up some of those microwavable rices.
The plural for rice is rices?
This changes everything.
Changes everything.
I know nothing.
See? Bet you didn't know that. Well, thank you, Raymond Dinahan.
Hang on a second.
Oh, well, Dinahan. This is tough. The drop is so funny. I don't think we can play it, though. It's
no,
correct.
Yeah,
it makes
yeah,
no sense.
Like, it sounds like something's off.
Yeah, but it's right, though.
Pick me up some of those microwavable rices. This is why I got to Harvard. You guys aren't at my level.
No, I'm looking at no. Can we say rices? Is there a plural for rice? Rice is a mass noun. It has no plural form. So, nice attempt, not accurate.
Well, what do you mean? RJ's reading the same thing as Raymond's reading.
Yeah, you're reading from, like, Joe Huggs, you know, dictionary.com.
What is Joe Huggs dictionary.com?
Exactly.
Exactly. You just made that up.
What's happening?
Right. Exactly.
All right, listen, regardless of the fact that I'm right, because I'm so smart, you guys can play the drop.
Here we go again. Rice is both singular and plural.
I am too smart.
Is what, like the hand sanitizer?
S-M-R-T.
So rice is singular and it's a hand sanitizer.
No, it's singular and plural.
It's plural. Play that back when he tries to say plural. Please do it for me.
I said singular. Don't change the narrative. You said rice is.
I didn't even catch that. Hang
on.
Oh,
go back.
Dummy.
Listen to it. It's singular and plural.
I did not say plural.
Plural. Yeah, you did.
I might have said plural. I did not say plural.
No, you did.
You see what he's doing. Don't play into his game. He's trying to deflect. He knows that he sounds like a moron, and he's trying to deflect over to me.
Oh, God. Is it Friday?
It is.
Good.
You know, why don't you go into a restaurant later today and say, I'd like a big bowl of rices?
Well, no.
No, really. Because apparently it's well received upon the community.
I'd like multiple bowls of rices.
Yes. Can I have a lot of rices, please?
No, I would say what do you have for a selection of rices?
I would say that.
Yeah.
What are your selection of rices? And they'll be like, ooh. And then they'll go to the back and be like, why don't you take table 9? Because the guy's an idiot. Rice is both singular and plural. I did say Purell, but not Purell. And yeah, but you're still trying to deflect.
Yep.
Because you have been shown not overly great with the grammar and the verbiage.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
Rice's Shooter in Stamford. He doesn't know the language all that well. Good morning, Shooter.
Good morning, boys. And of course, I know the language. I know the language of love. That's what I know.
All right. What do you got, Shooter?
All right. About 2 weeks ago, I went on this educational workshop with the Marines. I went down to Paris Island. I went through like a mini boot camp. Rick would have loved it. I don't know about you, Dave. But my question before I get to my point is, who do you think makes it as a Marine out of the four of you jabronis? And
not me.
I think you know the answer to that question.
I would say most capable in the Marines, one, Raymond.
What?
Two.
Ooh, wow.
Rick. Three, RJ. Four, me.
Yeah, my little brother spent 8 years in the Marines, so.
Oh, wow. Hoorah. Yeah, hoorah. I respect him even more now.
Raymond, are you a good swimmer?
A mini boot camp.
I think I'm good.
All right. I'll stick with Raymond then.
All right. And to my next point was gambling and sports. I called you guys a long time ago when Calvin Ridley got caught gambling. And I said, this could be a huge issue for the future. I brought up the movie The Last Boy Scout, which I know is a little ridiculous, but it could go that way down the line, especially with something like this happening with Otani. And you guys are like, no. Guys make too much money to do something stupid like that. But clearly, money's the root of all evil, and it just takes one little thing a bookie has on a player, and it's a problem. And I'm just worried about sports in the future. I don't know how they're going to control this. It's going to be too much of an industry to stop it, kind of like cigarettes or alcohol, and I'm worried, but that's all I got. And Ray to your brother, hoorah.
I think it's a fair point. Thanks for the call, Shooter. I think that being concerned about where this eventually winds up should be a concern. Because these leagues are in bed with the gambling companies.
Right, but I think for me, when I look at just how the NFL handles business, period, it's they have this mentality, this mindset that they're too big to fail.
That there's maybe one or two things that could bring them down. I think maybe it can't. I don't know. I think if you found out that you were betting on games and games were fixed, I think you might say I'm done. Maybe you don't.
Well, I mean, I think you're gonna have to cross that bridge when you get to it. But I mean, there have been guys that have been caught. Now they said that it wasn't, they're not gambling on football. But yeah, like once the integrity of the game is in question, and you don't feel like you're watching legitimate competition. We say it about sports all the time. Why do you love sports?
That's the thing about sports.
It's the ultimate reality show.
Right.
And you don't know what's going to happen any given Sunday. Like, it's just it. But if you find out that, guys are throwing game, yeah, that's a problem. Huge problem.
Terrible. I think there's too much money. I just think that if you're making, $5, $7, $10 million, how much are you going to have to get paid to risk your livelihood and all that money that's coming in?
Yeah, but listen, I'm not even saying how much would you have to get paid. I don't think that's the problem. I think the bigger problem is once you get in the hole, how do you get out?
Well, like how big of a hole would you have to get into doing that kind of stuff?
Phil Mickelson I don't know if he still has a problem, but had a problem to the point where he had to change golf club manufacturers because they told him that they would pay off his debts in Vegas.
Right.
Like what day? Changed, and he immediately, it wasn't like, okay, I'll try him out and then we'll make the switch. It was
made the change because he wanted that debt to be cleared. I get it.
You put those in your bag. I mean, I think Bruno Mars, he's in the hole right now. And I'm sure he'll have to do something. I mean,
about? How much is he in the hole?
$50 million.
Oh, my God. That's lot of money.
Dude, I'm telling you, especially when you start going out to, you start doing illegal, illegal books, you start going out to Vegas and you have enough money where you can start taking out markers all over the place.
Yeah, and when you get in that kind of trouble, there's a lot of things that you would be willing to do. You're right.
Like, so, and especially if it's not costing you, it's not costing you your own money. Like, so you're meaning to tell me you'll make up for this $50 million if I just use your golf clubs, or you'll make up for this $50 million if I do this in a couple games?
Right, but there's nothing illegal about that. Right, reason.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Phil Mickelson has the ability to do that because he's such a big celebrity that star in the sport, that if he uses your golf club, it's great. So I'm paying you to use the clubs by paying off your debt. What I'm saying is, if you get into a spot where you're an athlete and you're 50 million in the hole or 30, whatever it is, ends up being, the thought of having to make, so if I have to give you 30 million, that means I got to make 60 million. Me trying to make 60 million bucks to pay you back the 30, I could do that. It seems ooh.
Oh my goodness. Oh, holy my God. Dump it, dump it, dump
it. Yes, yes. We caught it.
That was worse than Rice's.
Way worse than Rice's. By the way, Rick, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. The different grains.
The passion.
Rice's. No, but,
I mean,
but
that's what it'll be. Dave, he has such passion. That's why he does it.
But trying to figure out.
Dave, you've been terminated.
Yes. Why? Rick's passion.
It wasn't me. He stole
the
money.
You've got to know when to stop him, Dave.
It wasn't me. Dave stole the money.
I think Dave could have done more there.
No, but anyway, yeah, before I had a little slip up there. Trying to think about, okay, I owe you 30, which means I got to make 60. That's, I don't think that's possible. Okay, well, you won't owe me the 30, but you gotta do something in this game or that game.
Right.
That's much more doable, and it's not cost, you know what I mean? It's not costing you.
Right. Now, maybe I'm ignorant and I'm not in that world, certainly, but if you owe $30 million and you say, you know what, I'll throw this game, isn't there red flags that go up if that kind of money is bet on a game?
No, but like, they wouldn't. They're not going to bet the $30 million on the game. It's however they choose to. Listen, it's people that are much smarter than the person that just called it Rice's. Like, they have, well, however they do it, however they choose to make that money back. But I'm not saying the athlete would be like, hey, you make that 30 disappear, I'll throw a game. I'm saying once you get to a certain amount of money, the person says to you, hey, you can pay me back this $30 million, or you can do this in this game and that in that game. That's, I don't know, it doesn't seem as daunting as trying to, it seems much an easier
fix.
Well,
it is much easier. Now, maybe it's like, you know what, you don't score, right? Because now they have the stuff where you can actually go individual players, right? This guy score more than 20 and a half? Well, you know what, Steve, you make sure next week, a Friday night, you don't score 20 and a half points. Then we'll take off 5 million. Then right, maybe there's a list of things. I don't know. But it certainly should be, and I think is, a concern for a lot of people out there. All right. Whew, that was very, very nerve-wracking.
I think that was a first.
I think it was as well. RJ, go ahead.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
It's a nice, nicely placed beep there. So.
I don't think I finished it.
You came close enough. You came close enough.
If that's not dumped, the FCC is knocking.
That's you
right
know it
is both singular and plural.
It's going to review, and it's one of those reviews where they're going to take a commercial break because it's going to take a minute.
That's one of the reviews that people complain about. Why is this taking so long?
We'd get Wes McCauley on that one.
It might be a ruling on the radio stands, but it definitely would not be definitive. You probably did not miss Kentucky because your bracket's probably bleeped after they lose to Oakland, not of the California variety.
How did you think you could just say that on air?
I didn't.
He got very carried away.
I did not mean to say it.
He got carried away.
He was very impassioned.
Right. That's what it is. Well, but he cursed on air. But he has such passion, Dave. That's what you don't understand.
Listen, that's why we're here.
To protect him. I think sometimes we forget what we're doing because we're like, we're four buddies hanging out together every day talking about sports.
And sometimes we curse.
That's right.
Which has never happened before in the years we've been doing the show.
No. Well, I mean, it's actually amazing it took 3.25 years to get here.
Congratulations. If you had March 22nd, you win.
That'd be amazing if someone...
If you heard some of the stuff that was said off the air, you'd be
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't use the cleanest language off the air. It's actually amazing that we can kind of parse on and off air.
That's what adults are able to do, typically.
Wow.
Adults can, you know, when the microphone is off, they can say bleep, bleep, bleep. When it goes on, now you say Rice's.
Rice. I'm also being told on Twitter, if you explain the different kind of rice dishes, there are different types of rices.
You could try to dig your way out of this, but you sounded ridiculous.
By the way, Bruno Mars, it's being disputed by the MGM.
Yeah.
He does not have a debt of $50 million.
A big gambling problem.
Well, it's glad that they said that.
So, Kentucky loses, and this is the second tough loss for Coach Kale in 3 years. This to a 14, last one to the last bad loss to a 15 seed, St. Peter's, we remember them. So, Coach Kale said after the game he might have to reconsider the way he builds his team. So, Kale, what went wrong out there?
We made some critical mistakes at critical times again today. I mean, we had our chances. As good as they played and as many shots as they made, we still had our chances, and both on defense and offense. And when you have a really young team and you look at where did the mistakes come from, they were freshmen. They had performed on the road in hostile environments that I didn't expect some of the stuff today.
Strangely enough, I kind of agree with them, but it's also the same on the other hand. It's like, well, this is the way you built your team.
Their team wasn't freshmen, though.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, though. When they lost to St. Peter's, how young was their team, though?
I think they
had some older players on that team that lost to St. Peter's, though.
It feels like their recipe is we bring in the best for 1 year and then they leave.
All right, let me ask you this question, though, too, just under that premise. One of the things that people said about Kentucky the entire time when you're trying to fill up this bracket is they don't play defense.
No.
They're great offensively, but they don't play defense. How much of that could be when you take the best players, are those best players committed to doing all the stuff necessary to win a championship, especially as freshmen?
It's a fair question.
It's a very fair question. The one that got me the angriest, RJ, I don't know how closely you watched the game, is when the guy on Kentucky went up for a dunk and was rejected by the rim.
Yeah, that was not good. Also not good was the alley-oop attempt with like 3 minutes left. And he
threw Shepard.
Yeah, behind his head.
Oh,
that would have been a tough catch. Coach Cal, 1-4 in his last 5 tourney games now. Not great. Dayton last night, Stormback, largest comeback in men's tournament, not history, but since 2018. Down 17 with 7:39 to go. And if you watch college basketball, this is not the NBA. You get up 17 with under 8 to go, you're cooked.
I would love to know, and I'm sure you guys don't have it, I'm not questioning you, what is it, but what the live money line was 7:39 to go into 17 points.
So I don't have that, but what I do have are the ESPN analytics, because I thought you might want to know.
It's got to be like 99.9, right?
It was 99.3% chance to win. 24-4 run is crushing. Dayton closed on to beat number 10 Nevada, who are out.
So if you're in Nevada, all you needed was 7 points... 8 points in 8 minutes of game action.
Yeah, couldn't do it. Long Beach State are also out the 15 seed, so I mentioned this during the roast. The slightly elongated version of the story is Long Beach State's athletic director fired the head coach. You've probably seen it by now. Go on, win the conference tournament, make the dance, they're out now. So the actual quote was, "I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked," referencing motivating the players by firing the coach going into the tournament, assuming that Long Beach State would just lose probably their first game in the conference tournament and be out. But now he's claiming, this is
so
all me.
If I fire him in advance, it'll light a fire under them and they'll bring us to the tournament.
Yeah, Dan Monson, by the way, still fired. So still done. Caleb Foster of Duke going to miss the entire tournament with a right ankle injury. UConn's Ali Edwards has declared for the WNBA draft. Mentioned it earlier. It's on the pod. If you missed it, check it out. Subscribe. Give us a nice rating on the pod. Knicks lose. They fall to the number 5 seed in the East. They've been fending that off for some time. Nets also lose. Not surprising. Damian Lillard had his 3rd straight game with at least 30. Goes for 30 and 12. Couple late steals. Bucks capitalize on Giannis coming back. They beat the Nets 115-108. Nets were down 20 in this game. Actually battled back to take the lead and then lost. T-Wolves fired one of their employees for allegedly stealing thousands of internal files and strategic NBA information, they're calling it, which is not great for him.
To do what with all that stuff?
Perhaps give it to other teams. Knicks had a similar thing when they had an employee go to Toronto. The Raptors, you might have seen that lawsuit going on, and allegedly took some of their internal files and ranking systems with them.
Proprietary
That's right. Information.
You can't touch that stuff.
No, you can't do that. Also, couldn't stop Artemi Panarin last night. Hat trick for the Rangers, 5-2 win over the Bruins. Take that, hugging goalies. Can't hug last night because he didn't win. Panarin's now got 41 goals. Rangers back within a point of the Bruins for the top spot in the East. Dylan Larkin back last night. Scores twice. Wings and the Isles, their 6th straight loss. Sorry, Rick, 6-3. Isles.
No, watching the Islanders makes me like upset.
Yeah, they're 5 points out with 13 to play. So it's
Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they go from like losing 6 in a row to winning 6 in a row to now losing 6 in a row again?
Yeah, they were. Everything was looking good. Especially when you're looking at who the third place in the Metro was. And you're sitting there right there, a chance to get to 3. And things have just completely fallen apart.
They're, 5 points out of the final wild card?
13 to play.
Yeah.
Point back of them are the Devils, who got 2 goals from Jack Hughes last night. They beat the Winnipeg Jets 4-1. Mets double up the Tigers 10-5. Harrison Bader homers. Mets also get JD Martinez for $12 million. Braves over the Yankees 5-2. Nestor Cortez gives up 3 over 4. That's not what you want. Giants bring back Isaiah Hodgins. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you.
They also restructured Dexter Lawrence's contract. They convert $10 million to base salary or from base salary into signing bonus. Frees up about $7.5 million on the cap this year. The tush push will remain legal for the 2024 season. Wonder if it has to do with Jason Kelce retiring. Maybe teams won't do it as much. Cam Sutton still wanted by police. Not a good story here. Domestic violence issue has been released by the Lions. And the U.S. men's national team turned a bad night into a good night. They tied it in stoppage time. And Haji Wright scored a couple of times in extra time. They beat Jamaica 3-1 in what was not a well-played game by the United States. They will take on Mexico in the CONCACAF Nations League final on Sunday.
Now, how big of a battle is that? Because I know those two teams don't like each other in soccer.
Very big.
So this is a big international game.
Yeah, it's not a World Cup match. But
well, I know that. But, okay, is this as big a game as you could have sans World Cup? For us?
It's important, I suppose.
You'd be dialed in on this game.
Yeah, Sunday, I'll check in on it like I did last night, but Like the stadium, not a good look. The stadium was actually empty yesterday. A lot of the Mexican fans bought up the tickets because they played right after the United States. And I wonder if it had to do with just the tournament being on, people want to be home. But they played in like an empty stadium and then basically fans from other teams. It had a very college basketball feel to it.
Well, that's not great.
No, not good.
You done? Or you got more?
I'm done.
Great. You did a very nice job. Lovely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We just had the conversation that you were not privy to. I think we all feel the same way about this. Very unhappy that they have remade the movie Roadhouse. Very unhappy.
I don't know how you can be unhappy without seeing it yet.
Well, because I don't need a duplicate for what really, in fact, I don't think can be duplicated.
Right. Well, do you need another Naked Gun with Liam Neeson?
No.
No. Right.
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
I mean, want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's Patrick Swayze. That's Sam Elliott, and that's them boys. And I don't think you need to remake that movie.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I don't have nearly as strong a take as you yet because I haven't seen it.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it either, and you know what? I might not watch it.
I'm going to check it out.
Jake Gyllenhaal playing the role of Dalton? No.
He got himself in pretty good shape for it.
I'm not doubting that Jake Gyllenhaal. Listen, I find him to be an attractive guy, and I think he'll be very muscular, but I don't need it.
Conor McGregor's in it.
Again, don't need it. Don't need it, don't want it, won't watch it.
I don't need it,
Is there a chance that it's, I mean, it's not going to, listen, it's not going to be the original.
No.
But I mean, is there a small possibility that it's entertaining?
I guess it could be entertaining, but see, why not just make a movie on its own that's mildly entertaining and have nothing to do with stealing from Roadhouse?
Because I think people are running out of ideas.
Okay, so that's where we are now.
I think that's where we're at.
We have no new creative ideas, so let's just go back to the 80s and steal a movie with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, and hope that it's good.
Speaking of good, I think you feel the same way. I really like what the Mets have done. I think that the addition of J.D. Martinez, he's a professional hitter. He gives some insulation to the lineup. He's got power. He's a terrific player. He's been through the big city wars in the past, and I feel really good about this. And on top of that, you defer the majority of the money for a decade plus.
Right. Like, I think this was going to be one of those things because, I mean, my argument with not signing Jordan Montgomery was always you need starting pitching after the season. Well, you need starting pitching now, especially when Senga goes down. There's a couple guys in this rotation that, you know, are low-risk, high-reward guys. Spring's been really good. But after the season, you're going to need pitching help. Now, if the goal is, hey, you know, we don't want to pay Jordan Montgomery what he wants because, you know, we just don't think he's that good of a pitcher. We're going to throw a bunch of money at Walker Buehler. Like, you name the really good pitcher that's available. I'm fine with that. But I could understand why there was hesitation if it was Justin Turner or J.D. Martinez. You know, we got a couple young players we don't want to take at bats from. That was always kind of the feeling I got is, you know, we want to see what Vientos is. We want to see what Beatty is. And we don't want to take at bats away from those guys. I could buy into that. But I think this just got to a number that financially was like it was almost too good to turn down.
Right. So you're spending, I think it's what, $4.5 million this year, and then the rest of it gets deferred to a decade down the road.
Yeah, right. I think it's what, 2034?
Right. 2034.
Excuse me, 2034.
Not 1,010 years, just 10 years. But still, you're having one today, huh?
I'm in one here the last couple minutes, yeah.
But again, I don't know. Honestly, and Mets fans are welcome to chime in. I don't know how you could be a fan of the Mets and wake up today and be like, oh, I don't like that Martinez signing. Like, that to me is an absolute no-brainer signing.
You know what the other thing I like about this is not just the production on the field, you know, put him behind Pete, the protection for Pete, the 33 home runs, the 103 RBI, is everything you hear about this guy and how he approaches his job. Right? Like how I was reading a quote, like how serious he is, how hard he grinds. Because there's always been some kind of questions as to what the hell is happening inside that clubhouse. Right? Like maybe pointing to a lack of leadership. So you have a rookie manager. Maybe there's some questions about leadership in that locker, in that clubhouse. And now you bring a pro's pro that's going to approach every day. Like he's got like this unbelievable work ethic. Like hopefully that's another positive that kind of rubs off on the rest of the team
and,
too.
And what's the downside really? And you know what? If you play Vientos a little bit and he's red hot, then maybe you don't play J.D. Martinez. Not like you're paying him $27 million a year where he has to be out there every single day. But if Vientos struggles and you see that he's not going to be the answer, or Beatty struggles and he's not going to be able to play every day, then you have the security blanket of one of the most professional hitters in all of baseball.
And not to mention the fact that you look at what their lineup's going to look like here. I mean, that's a pretty good lineup.
I saw something the other day that said they might bat McNeil fourth, which seems curious to me.
Well, no, McNeil was going to bat fourth in spring.
Oh, just in the spring?
Right, so the new lineup would have J.D. batting fifth. Actually, I think it had
so it went Nimmo third, right?
It went Nimmo, Lindor, Pete, J.D., McNeil, Marte. No, excuse me. J.D., Alvarez, McNeil, Marte, and then
Bader?
Beatty Bader, yep.
Oh, Beatty Bader, right.
Beatty Bader.
So that's, that's a pretty nice lineup.
Yeah,
The Mets will go as far as their starting pitching, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you.
Because I think
their bullpen will be good.
I think that their lineup is going to be pretty good. I think their bullpen is way improved, and especially with the health of Edwin Diaz, I think it makes
them
a lot better.
Defense in the outfield is better.
Well, I mean, Bader's an elite defensive player. Nimmo moving it over a corner outfield really helps a lot. So, yes, I agree with that. But it's going to be the starting pitching. Now you got good news on Senga, too. Sounds like he's going to be back in May at some point. So that's also very good news.
Right. Like I think the expectation, and they said it, their expectation is that they should be right there for a wild card, which is crazy to think when you're spending over $300 million that you're just hoping to get a wild card. But
well, I think next year is going to be where the where the excitement lies, and I think they're going to have a big offseason and spend a lot of money, and it'll be back to, all right, we're going to get in. How far do we go? But I agree. This is a season of, at a minimum, get me to September 5th. And I want to be well within striking distance of the of wild card spot.
I just hate to burn years, man, especially when you have, you know what I mean? You got Nimmo wrapped up in a contract, Lindor wrapped up in a contract. This could be Pete's last year. I hate to just kind of punt on years.
I don't disagree with you, but do you see any way they're not? I mean, when you say punting on years, they're not competing for a World Series this
year. No, no, no.
So then I guess in your mind, they're probably punting on the season.
Well, it's just I think it's hard for me and probably a lot of Mets fans to wrap your mind around where we were the last 2 years to where we are now.
It's happened quickly. Hopefully it's just a quick transition and you move up the ladder next season. Mike in Hoboken. Hi, Michael. You're on 98.7.
What's going on, guys? You know what the weirdest thing is? When I heard that Ohtani contract come down when he deferred all that money, I mean, that sounded pretty strange to me. And now with all this coming out, it's sort of lining up as if Major League Baseball has known about this for a while. And it's even lining up even more that my guess is he probably did bet on baseball and he is going to get suspended. Why else would he defer all that money? You can say, well, sure, they want to build a better team. But that doesn't make any sense financially.
Slow down for a second, Mike. What do you think is going to happen if Ohtani bet on baseball?
I think they're going to give him a slap on the wrist, 2-year suspension.
No way.
No. If they find out it was him betting on baseball.
Watch, guys. Major League Baseball is on the fringe of becoming like a fifth sport out there right now. They're going overseas to get like demographic help. It's a mess. They're trying to build an overseas brand rather than in the United States.
I would be shocked.
You know, but the NBA does it. The NFL is trying to build an overseas
NHL
brand.
NHL does it, too.
NHL does it. Every sport. NBA does it as well. So don't use the starting your season at 6 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast of the States or 3 o'clock in the morning out West is ridiculous. But don't beat them up for trying to expand internationally. And by the way, he goes, slap on the wrist, 2 years. 2 years is not a slap on the wrist. He'll get more than that. But 2 years is not a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, there's got to be a clause in his contract. I don't care if the money's deferred or not. He's not going to get that money. If they find out that they bet on baseball,
you'll never see him play again.
Right. Like, I mean, they can terminate his contract.
Pete Rose was banned from the game.
Yeah, I don't.
Sure, I don't know. Joe Jackson, I get it's over 100 years ago, but I mean, that was it. No more baseball for you.
I think he deferred a lot of that money because, I mean, he wants to give his team the chance to put the pieces around him. He doesn't need the money because of all the off-field stuff. Maybe there's a chance that he circumvents some of this, you know, California state tax. And on top of that, like, if he gets suspended or gets caught betting on baseball, I think he's going to be done, period.
Oh, I'm confident he would be done, period. If he's caught betting not on baseball, he'll get in huge trouble. If he's caught betting and it involves baseball, he'll be done in baseball.
With an illegal book. Caught betting on other sports with an illegal book.
We know that's the case. We know that an illegal book is involved.
I also think, too, and tell me what you think about this. The reason why he did a lot of deferrals, too, was so he could get to that 700 number. I don't think they're doing so much money. Right. I don't think they're doing 700 straight. They're not going to pay him $70 million a year.
No, that's insane. And I think why not defer? You don't need the money. You make money hand over fist before even incorporating the $700 million.
Well, I think the thought is you get the money and then you let your money work for you is more valuable.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Well, you've hit on a hot button topic. This new Roadhouse movie apparently has people picking sides. Reggie Griffin. The new Roadhouse is great. Dude, do you find comfort in false sense of security and shallow judgment? Joe Knott, Roadhouse was awful, saw it last night. Connor made it even worse. Joe Pick, There's never been a good Swayze remake yet. Red Dawn, terrible. Point Break, terrible. Please leave Swayze alone. Joe Todaro, a remake of Roadhouse, did not follow the original. Expected way more cheesy at best.
You'll do nothing.
So I'm not going to watch it. You're going to see
it? Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. So I got a text message from my dad. He said he watched it, and he said it was very entertaining, lots of fighting. I think if you go with the mindset that it's not going to be close to what you saw in the first one, and you're just looking for some entertainment.
Right. But see, you're comparing it to the first one because of the characters are similar or the same or whatever, and it's named the same movie. If you just called it whatever, and it was Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor and whoever else, and they were fighting, and that was entertaining, I think that would be worth watching on its own.
Right, but maybe what you're doing, though, is that you're drawing in the audience that is like you, and maybe not as stubborn as you, that are like, why the hell would you make a new Roadhouse? It's going to suck, so I'm going to watch it and let you know how bad it sucks, but at least I'm watching it.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. All right, this is my favorite part of the week. I love it. It is the best of the best. It's Raymond. You have a long, long runway here. Plays of the week.
Are the plays of the week.
You week win two, and they're 0-2.
Week win two. And I feel like I say this every week, but it really was an outstanding week of programming we had here. Let's start with what seemed to become a theme. Dave, out of nowhere, brought up the fact that he went on dates with Sherry
It was not a date.
With Sherry's exes involved. And, you know, we didn't think too much of it, but like I said, it became a theme. Stay tuned on that. John unknowingly had us all thinking that had somebody killed.
That was awful.
So he comes in, he explains, he talks about a guy who's no longer with the company, and Dave automatically assumed, like all of us, that something tragic had happened to the guy. He's okay, he's just no longer with us as a company.
No. He's no longer with us. What happened? And I thought like he left the company.
You were horrified.
Right, because he said car accident.
Right, he did say car accident, and we all had the same visceral response. But the guy is alive and well. I promise.
Thank God.
There were rankings done again, and somebody inexplicably had RJ like ranked 7th or 8th on the list under people like Shooter. But he did have a high ranking of Rick.
Rick, hilarious. Yes. Rick, hilarious. We love his porn humor.
Love the porn humor.
Love it.
Dave argued with himself.
And I tried to tell you, and you're like, McCarthy's not going to get a top 5.
There's two.
That was this week. Yeah. If you would have asked me when was that, I'd be like, February.
That was on Monday.
Wow.
Brought back a great SNY incident.
Is that a rocket launch? Yeah, I got to cut off what I'm saying if we're looking at a rocket launch. Oh, Allen down swinging. Do we know what rocket that is? Is that a...
It's SpaceX. Allen goes down swinging.
Good job. Great job by the crew at SNY. Dave forgot his phone on Tuesday, and so he did what anybody would do. He called his wife using RJ's phone, and without missing a beat, he doesn't say, Hi, honey. Hey, it's me. Nope. Can you go downstairs and check and see if my phone is there? She knew it was you, apparently.
She knew it was me because I said, hey.
All you said was hey.
That's right. Well, you know, you've been married almost 20 years. A hey gets it done.
She knew to pick up RJ's phone, too, which brings up a whole other list of questions. I don't know. Uh-huh. You have somebody defending you, Carol from Wayne.
I'm alumni from Rutgers in New Jersey.
We're familiar with Rutgers. Now, Carol, let me ask you a question, Carol.
Carol,
God's sakes, can I ask you a question?
Be safe on your vacation. Where are you going?
Florida.
Fat camp.
God
nice.
Bless. Don't you talk about my days.
John.
Don't you dare.
John entered the studio.
And bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese for John. He updated us on the Princess Kate situation because...
Some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
That's right. Wednesday brought us morning baseball, opening day baseball that really shouldn't count, but it was before the Ohtani madness broke out, but we did get to see the Dodgers and the Padres technically start the season.
Red flag. Oh, she wants a smash.
That's a reference to your wife seeing friends that Dave, again, does not have a problem with. Again, this is the theme of the week. Dave, Sherry, and weird tendencies. Sherry manages to make it work, though. RJ's five-pack in Stump Rothenberg got weird because Rick gargled, and Dave again took offense to that.
I didn't make any noise like that.
That's all, Dave.
I mean, that's what I swallow.
You swallowed the gargle, which is kind of gross.
It was water.
So you say. Another great Thursday open by Rick.
Is it fair to say that you're a radio professional?
No.
I say you are, buddy. You've come a long way in 3 years. You've got personality, which, you know, if you don't have personality, like a Dave Rothenberg, that becomes a problem.
Welcome to Morning Show 6210987 ESPN.
Because we're not robots here. Dave learned how to handle a compliment sandwich or give out a compliment sandwich. Dave, would you like to try that process with us again?
You want me to try right now?
Right now. Putting you on the spot.
I wasn't prepared for this, but Rick, I got to be honest. I think that the way you're able to navigate a show is really excellent, and I think that you're a terrific radio host. That being said, your mastery of the English language is really very poor. How's that?
You're supposed to give another compliment afterwards to sort of give the landing.
Oh, right. Hence
the sandwich. Because
it's like an open face sandwich.
Because unlike your burger, you need the bun on both sides here. But I digress. You are elite at many things.
I would be an elite porn director.
Yeah, you would.
Do you think that he would be allowed to do shirtless OnlyFans, full pants, and read poetry while I lotion him up?
You'd make bank on that OnlyFans. I can't say what was being said off the air about what people watching that OnlyFans may or may not do. Omar called in again.
The handsome guy, the hard-nosed ball.
Again, you're talking about your hamburger that's not a hamburger because it's got no bun.
Well, I could have juggled it up into my mouth, but I chose to use a fork.
Well, you know, as a side dish, you could always bring in some...
Pick me up some of those microwavable rices.
That's right.
Because rice is...
Rice is both singular and plural.
Plural. And I'm just going to... There's no lead-in for this, so I'm just going to give you the big finish for the week.
I could do that. It seems... Ooh.
Oh, my goodness! Holy... My God! Dump it!
Yes. We caught it. Yes. Thank you for making sure, Rick, that the dump button works.
At least the dump button works. All right. It's Rule 76.
No excuses playing a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
Enjoy the basketball and carpe omnia.
98.7 ESPN.
Red flag. Oh, she wants to smash.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.